Are you willing to commit to any specific benchmarks on how Rhode Island will be different 4 years from now if you're elected governor?
I'm not interested to commit to particular benchmarks. What I am committing to is to approach the problems that we have, especially our unemployment rate and our failing public schools and our failing infrastructure, with the same urgency and focus and problem-solving approach that I've applied to fixing our broken pension system as treasurer.
Rhode Island has struggled since the decline of the Industrial Revolution to have a more vibrant economy. Things have picked up a little bit when the national economy is better. You seem to suggest that things will be different if you're elected governor. Why will you succeed where others have failed?
Mm-hmm. You know, when I took office, pension reform seemed out of reach. People had been talking about fixing our failing pension system for a long time, and yet I inherited one of the worst pension crises in the country. But we fixed it. You know, we proved that if you come together, commit yourselves to solving problems, and have the courage to tackle hard truths, you can solve problems. And that's why I'm running for governor. It won't be easy. Rhode Island has for a long time been stuck. We're stuck. Our economy isn't growing. I believe we can fix that. We have to believe we can fix that. And I have a track record of showing that I know how to fix problems by pulling people together, even the hardest problems that have challenged us for a long time.
During your announcement, you said you want to create an innovation institute to create partnerships, to create jobs in growth sectors. Tell us a little bit more about how specifically this would work, how much it would cost, where the money would come from, et cetera.
It's a new way of thinking and a new way of creating jobs. I believe that in order to attract businesses to grow here and be here, we need to be innovative and have centers of research. And in order to do that, we need to attract outside capital, private capital. And so this will be, I envision this being collaborations between research institutions, maybe universities, and industry coming together to innovate and then using that innovation to form businesses and create products that are here. The role for government in that will be to facilitate the collaboration, identify strategic parcels of land, maybe in 195, maybe in Quonset, and to really call for these institutions to come together and select Rhode Island as a place for innovation.
And how much would it cost to staff up and create the infrastructure to make that happen?
The specifics will be coming in the weeks to come, but I envision that this particular effort will be mainly funded by the private sector.
On the pension, as you said in your announcement, the pension overhaul of 2011 did shave billions of dollars off the state's long-term obligations, yet we've also heard about the high management fees paid to hedge fund managers. If you could do those allocations all over again, would you do that differently at all?
No, the State Investment Commission has one goal in mind, which is to secure people's pensions, and that's what they're doing. We, under my administration, we have delivered strong long-term returns with less risk, and we are much more transparent than we've ever been before, and that most, and even more transparent than most pension systems around the country. So we're always looking to be better, always monitoring. If we need to change, we will. But the important point is we're not going to make investment decisions on the basis of what's politically good for me. We're going to make investment decisions on what's right for people who are depending on those pensions.
Voters will be asked this year whether they want to create a constitutional convention. Is that something that you support?
I don't know. We are certainly, I believe that Rhode Island needs big change and fundamental change. That's what pension reform was all about. But we're still kind of digging into that issue and formulating a clearer position on that.
We see how Clay Pell may get into the primary as a Democrat. What are your thoughts on his possible candidacy?
You know, we'd welcome him to the race. As I said, there are good candidates running and more may be coming. But I know that I have a proven track record of bringing people together to solve problems, and we're excited to get going.
Gina Raimondo, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thanks, Ian.